In the past, the PTA thrift shop would give annual cash distributions to our individual PTAs, and they had a formula on which that was based. It was usually based on the school population, on their population of free and reduced lunch students, and on volunteer hours that PTA members worked for the PTA thrift shop.
And what's happened over the last few years?
Well, over the last few years, the cash distributions have essentially ceased. There has been a project impact grant opportunity, but basically cash distributions have gone from around $200,000 plus a year to the individual PTAs down to nothing, basically. And the grants are on around the $13,000 level last year for annual. There's a lot less money available for the grants than there was from the cash distributions. And also, the PTAs have to apply for the grant. So when you apply for a grant, you need, for example, a specific project that you're applying for. So cash distributions would be used by PTAs, for example, to offer teachers cash stipends. So, you know, if a teacher would get, okay, here is $150 or $200 from the PTA to buy whatever you need. Whereas, for example, for a grant, you would have to say, okay, we're doing a STEAM program on this date that will impact this many students. And that's great. But, you know, a lot of our school needs are not necessarily project-based like that. And a lot of what the PTA does is not particularly glamorous, but it is very important. Yeah.
In terms of supplies and just general things like that? Or
well, yeah, and funding. Like, if you take, for example, like PTAs will provide our social workers with a fund as well, okay. So a cash fund. So let's say a refugee child needs glasses. Well, that's not something that really fits under traditional school funding, and that's not something that you would find, you know, fitting a grant, for example, but that is a definite need. So when the social worker has sort of a slush fund of money, they can say, this is important, I can help this kid. So that's kind of where the PTA makes sure that people have what they need to do right by the students.
So it kind of came to the letter that was sent, I believe, on Monday of this week.
Right.
Is that correct? Can you just describe what led to that letter being sent and the message that was in that to the PTA thrift shop?
Well, the PTAs had known that there was going, you know, obviously we built there was a beautiful new PTA thrift shop built, and there was awareness that there would be a period of time during which we would not be receiving cash distributions, and we were very aware of that. The cash distributions were supposed to come back around 2015, and they weren't really coming back. So we started last August, sent an initial letter to try and get some understanding as to what was happening and why the cash distributions weren't coming back. We had several meetings with the PTA thrift shop over the course of the year, and at one point we went into mediation as well. And we just felt like there was not a real sense there of the cash distributions would be returning in the future going forward. We finally decided to put it to a vote to our members on May 16th of what we should do. And the vote was unanimous of the PTA council members that we should simply request that PTA be removed from the PTA thrift shop name, because obviously, the community was assuming that, as in the past, when they made donations to the PTA thrift shop, there were cash distributions being made to the PTAs, and that was just simply no longer the case. We would be very happy for them to be successful going forward under a new name, and we hope that we would be able to work with them going forward as well. We're just hopeful.
Going forward, what would benefit the PTA Council, PTAs kind of in general, from the community as a whole?
Well, I think going forward, you know, what would be really helpful for us as PTAs is just for the community to understand that we need support. I think that cash donations help us a lot. It's a lot of work. I mean, just to give you some perspective, you know, an elementary school PTA president will come in, is generally a working parent who has small children and has the responsibility to raise something like $60,000 to fund their elementary school PTA budget or more. And it's a very, very big job. So whatever the community can do to support PTA events, that is extremely helpful. When we have things like the Public School Foundation doing things like the 5K run, those are a huge help to our schools to be able to fund the needs of our students and our teachers.
$60,000 is a lot of money. How does is that all going into those efforts that you were talking about before?
Well, I mean, actually, in some cases, it can be even more. So just so you understand, like, for example, our capital budgets from our schools do not include any money for playgrounds anymore. So if any piece of playground equipment is put on at an elementary school, that is purchased by a PTA. And that's actually extremely expensive, you know. So a budget of $60,000 is not extreme at all. It also covers things like food supports in some of our schools, like at Northside. It's the PTAs are doing a lot more than I think the community might realize in terms of filling the gaps that are left by the lack of state funding. And, you know, I think our county is doing a really good job of trying to bolster that as well. But there are a huge amount of need in our schools.
Is there anything from the PTA Council or, you know, kind of representative PTAs in general that you feel like we're haven't been talking about enough in the community at large that you would like people to know about?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that I would like people to know is, to be very honest with you, I've been PTA council president, but I have never been president of an actual PTA. And it's an incredibly difficult job. And we owe the people who do that job a great deal of respect. It is a lot of work to raise that kind of money and to help manage it correctly through a school year at the same time as generally holding down another job and managing kids of your own, clearly. So I hope that people know a little bit more about the work that the PTAs do in our schools and that, you know, obviously our primary goal is the well-being of our students and our teachers.
And if people are hearing this and want to get involved in that, how do they do that?
Well, I think that's a very good question. We need to do a better job of giving people the opportunity. I mean, this is one thing that's a little difficult because it was so easy to do that through the PTA thrift shop, and that was always an easy way to direct people. But I think that in the coming years, you're going to see our PTAs organizing more different events. And if you see one of those events and you can support that event, that would be wonderful. And I'm sure every single individual PTA would be happy to accept a donation of cash anytime.
Right. Is there anything we're missing out on in this that you feel like we either glanced over or didn't touch on at all?
Well, because PTA Council is always involved in advocacy, I would just like to say that, you know, PTA Council and all of our PTAs really have a big, strong commitment to our public schools as well. And, you know, right now, we also are looking for support of public schools on the state level and on the county level. And we really appreciate that we live in a community that values our public schools so much.